We're up to the Mishnah Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Ketzed Ma'ayim Imesa Eidem Aleidei Nefashis. We had before about the Eidei Mamanis that the Bezin has to warn them also. But in Nefashis, you have to have a Morium. Machnisa Mosam Ma'ayim Imaleim Shem Matomer Ma'umba and Mishmua Eid Mipiyed. If you say Ma'umba, it's no good. You have to have Riyas HaMaisa. I saw something, and I think based on that this and this happened. That's not good. Eid Mipiyed is not good. Piyodim Nemon is not good. Shema Iyatam Yodim Shesafenu Libda Keschem Edvisha B'chakira. We're going to catch you in a lie. We're going to throw out the Yed. He's going to be embarrassed. And if you're going to kill an innocent person, have a Yodim Shaloi Kedin Imamaz Din Nefoshes. There's no kapara if you're going to kill a person. Domba V'dam Zarosim Tulim Batsov Kaloyim Shkei Matzin B'chakayin Shahar G'asochim Shinema Kol Demei Achicha Tzakim. Why does it say Demei Achicha? It should say Dam. So if you witnesses will testify falsely, you'll be responsible for putting to death an innocent person. So you'll be guilty of killing him, the Dam Zayros, of all the descendants he would have been able to have. You will be guilty of causing them not to be born. Dabar Acher, another suggestion. Why does it say Demei in the plural? Why doesn't it say Dam? That he didn't know how to kill him. It was the first time that anybody ever did a murder. Now we know. You kill a person, you choke him to death, or you shoot him in the heart. He didn't know where he's supposed to hit him. So he hit him on the arms, on the legs. And then the blood was splattered all over the place. So that's why it says, Demeyachicha in the plural. Shohiyadama mushlach aloetim ala avodim. He more explains on the next daf, because that was the first time there was ever a murder. So he was hitting him in different places till he finally realized that you kill him by the throat. So that's why it says the May in the plural. Then the Mishnah said, Lafich Nivra Adam Yechidi Lalamdach. The Masha says, what do you mean Nivra Adam Yechidi as opposed to the Behemoth? The Behemoth also, the Rabban Shalom created Zochane Cave, and then they had, he didn't create 1,000 elephants the first time. He created Zochane Cave, but the Mishnah says, Adam, he didn't even create the Zochane and then the cave. He only created Adam, and he created the cave from Adam, from the Zoch, as opposed to all the other behemoths, he created Zoch and Ekeva separately. The Ravid in the Sefer Bali HaNefesh, in the Hagdamah, gives a little drush. All Sefer's Hilchas, the laws of Taras HaMishpach and Hilchas Mikvos. But in the Hagdamah, he has a little Hashkofa. So he talks about why was Chava created from Adam, as opposed to all the other animals were created Zoch and Ekeva Bara Oysam. So he says that by animals, you don't have an institution of marriage. Today the Zohar will be with this Nekeva, tomorrow the Zohar will be with another Nekeva. And by human beings, the Rabban Shalom wanted that there should be an institution of marriage, that the husband and the wife should stick together. Sometimes you have to get divorced, but most of the time not. So he created Chava from Adam. So the rabbit explains, because how did he know? Nobody knows. How did he know? Today, when they do an organ transplant, so the doctors say that there's a problem of rejection, that the body usually rejects a foreign limb. So Adam and Chava, so man and husband and a wife should really reject each other. So that's why the Rabban Shalom created Chava from Adam, that you shouldn't have this rejection. I remember I once attended a bar mitzvah. A couple was married for many, many years, and they couldn't have any children. They were going through all kinds of treatments. So finally they had a child, and that child was bar mitzvah. So the doctor, the Jewish doctor who gave him the fertility treatments, also came to the bar mitzvah. He lived out of town. So he came to the bar mitzvah in New York. So we were sitting at the same table with the doctor, so he was telling us that it's a pella. The doctors don't understand how come the body always rejects all foreign matter except for the zera habal is not rejected by the gufa isha. The doctors don't know why. Once in a long while, you have a case like that the wife is allergic to the husband's sperm. That's the way it should have been. The body should always reject all foreign matters. And that's an exception to the rule. So that's what the Ravid writes in the Bala Nefesh. Why was Nivra Adam Yechidi? Why was Chava created from Adam as opposed to all other animals that Rabban Shalom created? Zochan Ekeva Bara Oysam. He wanted that the The body shouldn't reject each other. There should be an institution of marriage. But the Mishnah gives a different. The Marsha learns that that's what the Mishnah is asking. The Marsha says that's the question. Why didn't the Ribbono Shel Olam create Zachar and Nekeva? Why did he only create a Zachar, then a Nekeva from the Zachar? So according to the Marsha, the Mishnah is giving a different explanation. The Lamdach, Shekol Malab Nefesh, Kol Ma'abed Nefesh Achas Mi'isom Malal Akosu Kili Ibir Olam Malay. Yeah, here there are two girsas, but he do have the word Mi'israel or not. The Bavli has the word Mi'israel, and Yushalmi does not have. Kol Ma'abed Nefesh Achas. If he killed a human being, Adam Rishon was not Jewish. So the girsan the Yushalmi is called Ma'abed Nefesh Achas Malal Akosu Kili Ibir Olam Malay. Kabakaim Nefesh Achas also doesn't have the word Mi'israel. The Marsha has the girsa of the Bavli, and he thinks that Adam Rishon was very unusual. He was like Yisrael. And the later generations, there was a Yeridus HaDoros. So Mekayim the Maila, the Mekayim Nefesh Achas, and the terrible Shanda, of the terrible Chisaron of Ma'abed Nefesh Achas only applies to Nefesh Achas Mi'israel. That's a question. The Mishnah says, Chaviv Adam, Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. Chaviv Minisal Shenikra B'Adam L'Amakans. What do you mean, Chaviv Adam? So Pasha Pshat is, all human beings were created B'Tzelem Alekim. And B'nai Yisrael have an added Maila that we're Nikra B'Adam L'Amakans. And some of the Mepharshim on the Mishnayis think not so. They think Chaviv Adam refers to Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan was created B'Tzelem. And in later generations, the Tzelem Elohim was Mekulkot because of the Averis of human beings. And now the Tzelem Elohim is only by Bnei Yisrael. The Ummah Tzelem don't have Tzelem Elohim. The Marsha is assuming like that. Marsha says that the Mishnah means, Kalam Kaim Nefesh Achaz Mi Yisrael Davke, Kalam Abin Nefesh Achaz Mi Yisrael is only Nefesh Mi Yisrael. And Adam Rishon was on a higher Madrega. He was like, That's how the Kuzari says. The Adam Rishon had an Inyan Elaki. He had this Tzelem Elakim, and he only transmitted it to one of his descendants, Adam Sheisenish Kenem Halal Yered, all the way down to Noach, then to Avram Avinu. And then the Tzelem Inyan Elaki, the Tzelem Elakim, was not shared by the other Ummah Soilem. So now there's no Tzelem Elakim by the Ummah Soilem. That's what the Marsha thinks like that. That's what the Kuzari thinks. And most of the Mepharshim learn the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos learn otherwise. Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem doesn't go on Adam Rishon. It goes on human beings in general. So that's the question. The Yerushalmi doesn't have the word Mi Yisrael. Ma'abed Nefesh Achas, Ha'mekayim Nefesh Achas, not only Mi Yisrael. So again, so the Mishnah is telling us why was Fichin Nivra Adam Yechidi, why didn't the Ribbono Shel Olam create Zachar Nekeva? He really created Zachar Nekeva, so the whole world came from two people. He created only Adam, and he made Chava from Adam, that Nefesh Achas is so important. If he would have created Zachar Nekeva, so you wouldn't see the Nefesh Achas. Nefesh Achas is only half the world. Now the whole world comes from Nefesh Achas. So that's one reason. And another reason why he created Chava from Adam, Mipnei Shalom Habriyas. What is that? Shalom Adam L'Chaveiro Abba Godel Me'avicha. He wanted to create, that's why didn't he create two men? There's not an explanation why he didn't create Adam and Chava. There's an explanation why didn't he create many human beings. Well, by the Bahamas, he also didn't create many. He created Zachar Nekeva. So it says, Mnei Shalom Abriyas, that people shouldn't say, the Ribbono Shel Olam created different people, that I'm a descendant from the more important Adam. You're a descendant from the less important Adam, so when I was born, I already have more chashivas than you. So everybody in the world is equal. We're all descendants from Adam Rishon. No one should think, Shalayam Adam Lachaber, Abba Gadol Me'avicha, I'm a descendant from the more important. Then the third reason why, Shalayu Aminim Amim, Harbe Rishuyas Bashamayim, if we would have created Adam and Chava too, so Apikursim could say that one God created Adam, one God created Chava. So there's one God created only one person, and the whole mankind came from him. There's not more than one God.
That's difficult because we created male and female animals also. Mm-hmm. It's the same time.
Yeah. I'm not according to them. I'm sure that's the question. Why didn't he create Zachar Nekeva by human beings? Like by the Mishnah is asking the Ravid's question, the Balei HaNefesh, how does that answer it? I don't know. The Shalom Habriyas also doesn't fit in. I don't know. And another reason why the Rabban Shalom did that, Ulahagid, four different reasons. Ulahagid, the loss of Shalakadish Bochum. That what? Adam Tavia Kamamad Bes Bechais Mechod. When they mint coins, all the coins come out exactly the same. Kulam Demzel Azet. Like you make cookies in a cookie mold, they all come out, the gingerbread man, all comes out the same. However, the Melch Machem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tova Kol Adam HaChasam Shel Adam HaRishon, and no two people have the same DNA. There's always something different. And Ech Mem Doim Al Chaver, they're never exactly the same. Tvichot Kol Echad Rechad Chai Leimar. So after all of this, you see that Rav Hashem created the world from one human being, therefore, Kol Echad Rechad Chai Leimar, Bishvili Nivar Ha'olam. Everyone should think, one person, it was worth creating the whole world for one person, so maybe I'm that one person. And I shouldn't sin. You shouldn't think, what's a big deal? There's so many people in the world. I'm going to do a little Avera. It's going to have an effect in the world. I'm going to eat Chaza. I'm going to talk a little of Kriya Shema. It's going to make such a big difference. No. The Rabban Shalom originally only created one person. So each person should feel, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. And I shouldn't think the Averas are insignificant. Shema Toimru. Oh, so this is the Musar. This is the Iyum that the Bezin gives to the Eidim. They warn them that don't give any Eidim. Sheker, Vichel Nevaradim Yechidi, Amab and Nefesh Achaz Yisrael. Don't cause anyone to lose their life. So now the question is, are we going to chase away the Eidim? Shema Taimar, the Eidim will think to themselves, Malon of Latzor Hazois. What do we have to give a Haggadah Seidim for? So we'll stay home. So they won't kill. The guys Chayim Misa say they won't kill. So the Mishnah says, no. There is a din in lo yagid. The simple reading of the Mishnah is that in lo yagid v'nasa avayin applies even to din in nefashas. Even to din in nefashas. That parsha in lo yagid v'nasa avayin is in the middle of Shavuos Ha'edus. Shavuos Ha'edus, you bring, the Chumash says that there are three averes for which you bring a chatas olav yorid. If you can afford it, you bring Chatas Beim. If you can't afford it, you bring Chatas Oif. If you can't afford that, then you bring Minchas Choytein. So one of the three Averis is Shavuos Ha'edus. So Shavuos Ha'edus is only if he swears falsely in any Adair Lecha Ha'edus and a Dintor of Dini Maminus and he's mafsed the person money. But if he refuses in the Yagman HaSavonah, the context of that parsha there, Shavuos Ha'edus is talking about the Ha'edus and Maminus. It's not talking about Ha'edus and the Foshas. And nonetheless, the Mishnah seems to apply it. It sounds from the Mishnah that Im Lo Yagid does apply the Din and the Foshis as well. What do we need it for? Maybe the Mashua interprets, I think, maybe Im Lo Yagid only goes on Dini Mominis, as in the context in the Chumash. So that Pasuk in Mishle is Megala, that Im Lo Yagid applies to the Foshis as well. You shouldn't say Im Lo Yagid is only a Mominis, it applies to the Foshis as well. When you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Seder, so the Rambam writes, the din im lo yagid, so he says, there's an avera, if one knows testimony and he doesn't testify, so he violates im lo yagid, kishe yitve'enu hatovea bedine mamanus. So the Rambam sounds like he says that there's only im lo yagid in the case of dine mamanus, but it's against the Mishnah. So Soloveitchik interpreted the Rambam, it's a little doichik maybe, he said, it applied, the Rambam knows also it applies to Dini Nefashis, but indeed the Maman is that the Lavim, Lo Yagid, only applies Kishi Yitve'enu, only if the Toveah was Toveah him. If he didn't ask him to testify, I have a Din Torah with you, and if the Edom are not going to come and testify, I'm going to lose the money, but I didn't confront them, I didn't request of them that they should testify. So that's what the Rambam was quoting the Gemara in Shavuos. The only time you have in Dini Mamon is the only time you have in Lo Yagid is if the Toveah was Toveah the Edom. If he wasn't Toveah the Edom, because it says Im Lo Yagid is a Kri Uksiv. I think it's written Im Lo Yagid Lamet Vav, and the Ksiv is with a Vav and the Kri is with an Aleph. Im Lo Yagid. So why is this? Why do we have the Kri is Im Lo Yagid? In Lolo Yagid, if he doesn't testify to me after I requested of him that he should testify, that's how the Gemara Shavuos interprets that kriyotziv. Im Lolo Yagid, as if the word were written twice. If he doesn't testify to me after I requested of him that he should testify. So the Rambam only wrote, Bedini Mominis, Kishitvenu, then you have Im Lo Yagid. But he didn't mean to say that in the Foshes there's no Im Lo Yagid. The Mishnah sounds like there is Im Lo Yagid. So then the Gemara continues. The Mishnah.
The carbon. You don't have to do the carbon.
The carbon Shavuos Eidos is only by mammon. Only by mammon. Yeah.
So it's like an asmachta, really.
What do you mean an asmachta? No, the labim lo yagid applies even to nefashas. But the mammon is one is only a violation of the lab kishi tvenu hatavei atchila.
Only yeah, by mammon.
By mammon, but by nefashas, by nefashas there is no taveya.
For the district attorney, if you know I didn't kill him, why don't you give edus? You know that I didn't commit this murder.
Even if he doesn't ask him, the edim amuchif to testify for or against.
Yeah.
In mammon is there's a taveya.
You know, it's different rules by...
Slightly different, yeah. In Mammonis, there's a concept of a taveya. Someone's going to gain money, someone's going to lose money. And in the Farshat, there's no taveya. The district attorney is not taveya. And the guy who's going to lose his life, and if witnesses can testify to save him, then we have to testify on their own, without him asking them, you know, I didn't do it, then come and help me
That's
out.
That's why I thought it was, it's not a real limit from the crow. It's only,
I mean, maybe the mission's only asmachta. That could be. But the mashor thinks not. So the mashor thinks once you have the pasuk b'avod u'sharmina sheds light on the other pasuk that the im lo yagid does apply. You could say it's only asmachta. Okay, that could be. So the Gemara quotes a brisa. There are different types of brises that Balamor writes. The Balamor, the end of Chulin, has what he calls the Sefer Hatzava. He writes a shtick that just like the Yud Gimel Minish, I'll turn the Dreshes Behem, how to read in between the lines, Klala Prada, Vashayi Bachlal, Yatzamara Klal, etc. So too, the Yud Gimel Minish, I'll turn the Dreshes Behem and reading Gemaras. Was it thus? So he says there's certain technical terms that mean this, and certain sometimes it means that. Rules and exceptions to the rules. That's part of the Balamor, and there's Hasoga Saram, there's Mohammed Sanatu. There's the Ramban has Mohammed on that too. So I think they left it out from all the Gemara, so they printed it in the Tmim Dem. Tmim Dem is a collection of all the tshuvas of the Ravid. The Ravid learned Bacharusa with the Balamar, so they put the whole Sefer HaTzava over there. It's a couple of pages. They put all the Hasogas of the Mohammed over there too. So the Balamar writes that the Gemara will introduce a Brisa with one of three expressions. Sometimes they'll say Tana Rabbanan, sometimes they'll say Tanya, sometimes they'll say Tono. So he explains each term means something else. Tono means a braise that was composed originally like a bartanura to explain pshat in the Mishnah. Yeah, so here they should have said Tana. I shouldn't say Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan means a braise that stands on its own. And Tanya also a braise that stands on. There's a difference between those two. I forgot already what. But Tono, Tafnun Aleph, is a technical term. A brisa that was composed l'chatchila to explain him, a loshen in the Mishnah. So here, the Mishnah has a loshen, Shema Toma Me'umad, maybe you're guessing. So the brisa was written to explain the Mishnah. Kate said Me'umad, what do you mean? Me'umad. So according to the Balamor, instead of Taraban, you should say Tana. Maybe they have collections of all the Kisvayad. It probably has their Tana, brisa. Okay. Kate said Me'umad, Amalahem, Shema Kachriisim, Sherotze Echod. Someone was chasing someone else with a knife, and chasing, and then they run into an empty building, a churva, and then when you run in, you see the person is dead, you see the knife is dripping with blood, you didn't see him actually stab him, there's nobody else in the building, so obviously he killed him, but you didn't see, and even though you screamed out a hasra, don't kill him, you don't know if he killed him, terch de dibor. You don't know if you kill him tuk de diba to your hasra because you didn't see everything. So that's a case of me'umad. V'ratz ne'macharav, and you chased after the murderer, mitzos, m'saiv yod, he's holding a sword, v'dom ha'mitavtev, and it's dripping with blood. V'harig mefarpen, the fellow is dead on the floor, rolling around in the throes of death. M'kach re'isim la re'isim klum. That's not called riyas ha'maisa. You have to have riyas ha'maisa. That's called me'umad. He saw a little before, saw a little after, but the punchline he didn't see. So even though he can shteisachon, he can figure out what happened in between. Obviously, he stabbed him. That's not called riyas ha'maisa. So Gemara quotes Satcha Tosefta. That's what happened. Amar Rav Shem ben Shetach, Erev ben Achama, I swear, I should be zeich to see Moshiach come. Erev ben Achama, he swears him lo riyisi echad sherotz achaver lechuru, atzei acharav, He says the whole story, same as what they described before. And then the punchline is, he says, Miharogalaza, who murdered this person? Well, I thought, did I kill him or did you kill him? You killed him, obviously. Avol, I can't do anything about it. Shein dom chamas habiyotashari amatara pishnai meidim yumas ames. I'm only an Eidechot, Shimon Shetov says. I'm only an Eidechot. Sounds like if not for the fact that it would be Eidechot, it would have been good. Even though he didn't see him stab him. He just saw Mu'umad. He saw him run with a knife to chase after him. And then he runs into the churva, and he sees Atzi Acharav. He sees the knife is dripping with blood, and he sees the fellows in the throes of death on the ground. So he put two and two together. He understands that he killed him. So the reason why he can't bring him to Bezdin is because Eidechot is not sufficient. If it would have been two Eidim, it would have been good. That's what it sounds like.
Excuse me, where are we?
On Lamed Zayin on the base? Oh, I didn't say one. Lamed Zayin on the base, we're about 15 lines from the top. So Shimon Ben Sheta quotes the Pasuk, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yomas Ames. I'm only at Echot, that's why I can't give you, it's not going to help. I can't go to Bezdin and give you din in the Farshas. Sounds like if it would have been two people, another person, Shimon Sheta, they would have given him the death penalty, even though it's only Mu'umad, that it is a good Haggadah to say this. We're going to see. The Gemara is going to say it's a Machlokes Satanayim. So he tells them, Shimon Shetach tells the murderer, Hayadeh Machshavas, the Ribbono Shel Olam should punish you. Yifram Yoso Ishi should punish you. Shehargas Chaver. And that's exactly what happened. Omru, the story goes, Lazaz Misham, immediately afterwards, what happened was, Hachabon Ochash Vehi Kisho, Umeis. A snake came and he bit him and he put poison in his system and he died. Sure. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, we have a tradition, is that the right Einish Min HaShamayim that he deserves? Is that the punishment that he should get, that he should die from the poison from the snake? There's a Braise, and Rabbi Yosef said it on his own. Here's where the Tosef discusses, they should have said 40 years before the Churban HaBayis. When the Sanhedrin went into self-imposed exile, so the Gemara says they already went not down there in the Farshas. Tosfos says sometimes they went back, the last 40 years sometimes they went back. But after the Churban Bayis Sheni, there's no din in the Farshas at all. So that's why he says Miyam Shachar Beis Hamikdash for sure. Afal Pishabotl Sanhedrin Arba Mises Lei Botlu. They can still do Arba Mises. Frag Mar Lei Botlu. What are you talking about? Vahabotlu. He can't administer din in the Farshas unless there's a Sanhedrin Miyoshvim Bim Kaimam. Can't be done dealing the fascists, Bisman Hashem. The Gemara says, in the 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, the Gemara says that Bez Nahagodl saw that the Nefishi Rotzchim, there were so many murderers roaming around, they weren't able to control the issue, so they felt that it's not right, we should sit, we should get salary. We're sitting in a Supreme Court in Bez Nahagodl, we're not able to control all the murderers, so they felt they have to resign. So they left the Lishkas HaGozes. And at that time, if there's no Sanhedrin Gdolah, the whole system of Sanhedrin Tano falls apart also. So he can't be dandir in the fascists anywhere. So that's one reason why he can't be dandir in the fascists, because you need Sanhedrin Tano should be mitzuref to the whole system, the judiciary system of Sanhedrin Gdolah. Then the Gemara has another pasuk later. He can only give din in the fascists v'van sheyesh koyin oived. If there's no koyin makor korbanos on the base of Mikdosh, if there's no koyin oved, also you can't administer din in the fascists. So maybe it should happen afkamina. What about Malkus bisman hazeh? For Malkus, there's a machlokes hatanaim in the first Mishnah. Well, you need a bezna of 3 or 23. So you passed in 3. You don't need a Sanhedrin of 23. Rabbi Shmuel says you need 23. So Malkus doesn't need a Sanhedrin tana. So that shouldn't pose a problem. The last 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, you should be able to give Malkus. The Shaila is the other din, that you need Davke Bisman Shekoyin Oived. Where is that Gemara Bisman Shekoyin Oived? If there's no Koyin Oived, so you can't administer din in Nefashis. So maybe that din carries over to Malkus also, because many of the dinim of Misa do carry over to Malkus, based on the Xereshova of Russia. Where is that Gemara? Where's the Mahal about Sreifa? Forgot already where it is. So that's where?
The base of the base.
Where? Mem base on the base.
Nun
base. A nun base on the base. Vasa lekainim alvein valasher shevi amen. Zman sheyesh kain yesh mishpat. You need a kain oivin. If there's not kohen a makro karbana, so that's a shan. Maybe that din should carry over to Malkus as well. So we know that in the 1500s, the Rabbanim and Tzfas got together and they reinstituted the smicha. And one of the purposes of reinstituting the smicha was, many Jews had worshipped Avodah Zarah in Spain and Portugal in order to save their lives. So the din is you're not supposed to. They officially adopted Christianity, they converted to Christianity. Din should have been Yohar Gval Yavah, but they didn't do it. So the Rambam says if you worship Avodah Zarah in order to save your life, there's no punishment. The Bezen Shalmata doesn't punish with Misan, the Bezen Shalmata doesn't give kares, because Oines Rachman Apatre. He should have given up his life. He should have fulfilled the mitzvah of Haftas Hashem Okecha, B'chol Nafshech, Hafil Anotel, Snafshecha. But you're not Chayiv Kores, you're not Chayiv Misa for not fulfilling that essay. And the Kesem Mishnah quotes the Hasogas HaRamach. We have printed on the Rambam Hasogas HaRaivit. There were others who wrote Hasogas on the Rambam. So there's a separate sefer Hasogas HaRamach. And the Kesem Mishnah quotes it from time to time. Now they printed more of the manuscript of the Hasogas HaRamach. A fellow from the Reform Seminary from Cincinnati printed it. So, and Meir Sharim, they didn't like that. So someone took what he printed, and he left out his Aoris, and he reprinted it without writing that he stole it from the guy from the seminary. Okay, so now they use a kosher edition of the Hasogas Ramach. So the Ramach has a Hasogah, the Chiddush Aran also. They quote a lot of Rishonim disagree with the Ramach. They hold that if a person worships Avodah Zarah in order to save his life, he is Chayv Kores. He would be Chayv Kores. So the Mishnah says, Chavi Krisu Shed Loku Nifteru Midei Krisusam. If a person did an Abdev Sheish Bakoris, person ate Ad Yom Kippur, or Machal Shabbos, or ate Chomets B'Pesach, the Mezid is Chayv Koris. So if the Bezin gives a Malkus, he'll be off the hook. He won't be punished with the Koris. So that was one of the motivations to reinstitute the Smicha. They wanted to give Malkus to all of the people who had converted to Christianity, who lived in, who moved to Eretz Yisrael. That's when Tzfat became a big Jewish city. After the Spanish expulsion, after the from Portugal was in 1497, so that was the purpose why they gave Malkus. So the Smag, I think, the Mishlah Melech in the Derech Mitzvisecha, we quoted a few times recently from Derech Mitzvisecha. So the Mishlah Melech points out there that the Smag holds that this pasuk that you need Kohen Oved carries over from Misa to Malkus also. So the Mishlah Melech points out. It's a pella that when the whole controversy of the Chiddush HaSmicha was taking place, nobody pointed this out. How come nobody pointed out the whole purpose of giving the Smicha was in order to give Malkus? How come nobody pointed it out? Maral Bach lived there, Rabbi Levi Ibn Chabiv, the son of the one who wrote the Ein Yankiv. That's Rabbi Yankiv Ibn Chabiv. So the Maral Bach lived in Yerushalayim at that time. And he was very opposed to the whole Chiddush HaSmicha. He wrote a whole Kuntres HaSmicha, disagreeing with those who reinstituted the Smicha in Tzfat. I don't think he brings this up. He brings up other issues. He has other tainas. I don't think he brings this up either. Yeah, so that's the two different reasons, the Gemara says, why you can't have din in the Farshitz Bizman. The reason that the Gemara says that 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, the Bez Nagoda went to self-imposed exile, so there's no Sanhedrin Tana functioning. Sanhedrin Tana has to be part of the system with the Sanhedrin Gdoiva. So that reasoning doesn't apply to Malkus, but this reasoning from Daf Nun Beis should apply. Yeah, that's a strange Gemara there. That whole story there, the Gemara tells a story. On Daf Nun Beis, on Beis. 1-5 lines from the top. Imarta Bastoli is the girl's name. She was a Baskoin Shezinsa. But she lived in the days of the Amoraim. So there was no Beis HaMikdash. There was no Bez Nagoda. There was nothing. So this girl was a Baskoin Shezinsa. Akfar Avchama Bartuvia. Avchama Bartuvia was an Amoraim. So he surrounded her with Chavilas Meres, with bundles of branches. And he burnt her alive. That's how he did Sreifa. Baskon Shezinza gets Reif. Amar Rav Yosef, so later Amar says, he made two little mistakes. One little mistake is that Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, you don't give any din in the Farshas at all. He didn't know that for centuries already. He lived centuries after the Churban HaMaiz. He didn't know that you don't give Oynish Mises Bezen. And then the second mistake was that that's not the way you do Sreifa. The Mishnah says you have melted lead and you pour it down the throat, you have Sreifa, it's Neshama V'Guf Kaim. You don't burn the person at the stake. It's a strange Gemara.
It's maybe
oh, so that's the Maharshal on the bottom of the Maharshal says, I would suggest, Zok there, that the one kasha faremf is the other. That Bizmancha Besamik Dushoyakayam, and you're supposed to administer din in the fashas.
Yeah,
so he knew you would pour the melted lead down her throat. But Bizmancha in Besamik Dushkayam, you're not allowed to administer din in the fashas. But Bezamakum Yanshin Shalom and Adin, so they thought this was a pirza, and if she's going to get away with it, so other women are also going to be Mizana. So he wanted to give her the death penalty, Shaloikidin. So whenever you do Shaloikidin, you're supposed to do it differently. You're not supposed to do exactly what the halacha says. That's how the Marshal says. Then he adds on, I'm not disagreeing with the Gemara. He says he's disagreeing in history. Historically, he claims that Rav Yosef said that this Amora, Rav Chama Bar Tuvia, made two major mistakes. He's saying historically, he didn't make two mistakes. One kashif aref is the other. That when it's bez makam yon shishalem, and then you don't give exactly the same oynish. That's how there's a raivet like that. In the bottom of the riff, we have the hasagas of the Balamor, and then you have the sagas of the raivet. The raivet and the Balamor learn pechavrusa. So you have every so often hasagas of the raivet. So the first hasaga of the raivet that we have printed is in the fourth perik in Ksubis. Perik Narish and Espatza. So the raivet talks about collecting oynis and mefata moitzin shemra money bizman hazeh. So he says nobody has any smicha. You don't have bona fide smicha. You can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So nobody has any smicha. So it can't be done bizman hazeh. It can't be done oynis and mefata moitzin shemra. We don't say shlichasai wan din knosis. But he quotes from the Tshuvas HaGoinim that we can put the man in cherem. The man was ma'anis a girl. Ma'anis mefata moitzin shemra. He did a terrible thing. So we can put him in cherem unless he appeases the girl. And we can say she doesn't have to be moichel him until he pays her some amount of money. So the Raibit quotes Tshuvas HaGoinim, not that we should say she doesn't have to be moichel you until you pay chamishim shekel kesef, a meir shekel kesef a moitzi shema. No, that's bez mak me'an sheshalem and adin v'loi lav al di v'terek elekadei lasa siyog later. That's the Loshon HaGemara here on Mem Vov HaMed Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Loshon right before the Mishnah, Mem Vov HaMed Aleph. Tanya Rav Lezer ben Yankif Ham Shemati she beze makam en she shloim en adin. And then you can give malchus when the halacha doesn't require. You can give misa when the halacha doesn't require. Then it says v'lo lav al diratera el kadi lasis yog later. What kind of a lashon? What kind of a funny lashon is that? V'lo lav al diratera el kadi lasis yog later. V'ad not lav al diratera. What do you mean? I don't like summons. I'm going to give him the death penalty. Of course, lasis yog later. What kind of a havamina v'lo lav al diratera? So that's what the Marshal suggests. This Marshal on Dafnun Beis, Alin Beis, there's such a tshuva from the Maharam Lublin also writes, they're the same generation. They both say the same tshuva, like that Ravid quotes from the Goinim. You can't administer, you can't say, we want you to pay chamishim shekel kesef, avonis and mefata money. That's lava al diretera, bizman she'en smuchim yiratan. You can make him pay more or less, but you don't... You make him pay more or less than 50 shkolim. But you don't say, we make him pay 50 shkolim. If you don't pay, she doesn't have to be moichel you, we can put you in cherem. That's lav al diretera. So he said, that's what the Marshal says, the same pshat by the sreifa. The reason why he did incorrect sreifa was, lav al diretera. If he's going to give the sreifa by pouring the melted lead down her throat, he's administering mises bezdim, bizman that you're not supposed to. So he made it clear that it's not b'toras mises bezdin. It's b'toras makamayan shen shalayim min adin. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush that they both say the same thing. The Maharam and the Tshuva and the Marshal, they both say the same shot. Yeah. For some reason or another, that Tshuva was left out from the Tshuva's Maharam. That was considered a dangerous Tshuva, that the bezdin today has the right to administer mises bezdin. So in the normal editions of the Tshuvas Maharam Lublin, they left it out. But in the earlier editions, it appeared. So now they reprinted it. And the recent editions, they reprinted that Tshuva from the Maharam. He writes the same as the Marsha. So the Gemara has this tradition, even though there's no din on Lamed Zainam and Beis Neva, but Zman Shein Beis Megdush Kayim, Batlu Arba Mises, but din Arba Mises like Batlu Min HaShemayim, they'll give the person the Yoinish that it deserves. So the Braisa or Rabbi Yosef, they explain what's going to happen. Mishan is Chayv Skilo. How do you do Skilo? First you push the guy off of a house, a building, and he'll probably get killed by falling down with the impact. He ties hands. Otherwise, if he's going to jump down like this, he won't necessarily get killed. It's not so high. So he ties hands and his feet, so he'll probably get killed by falling down. Then if he still doesn't die, then you throw, you put a big heavy stone on his heart, then he should die. So he says, Mishan is chav skila. Oh, nofa min agag. That's the first step that you do in skila. Oh, chayad or sasai. That's like putting the heavy rock on his heart, that he dies from the pressure. So chayad or sasai. Tramples on him, tramples to death. So that's the same as skila. Vision is chayv sreifa, and that's a bit like literally sreifa. That's a question. If you do, let's say you take someone deserves sreifa. Someone deserves sreifa, and you burn him at the stake. You say you're not yotze the mitzvah, or you're yotze the mitzvah, but the Gemara said there's a toss-up. Should you do sreifa by burning the person alive, or by burning the melted lead? So the Gemara learns that from the pasuk. Not only when people are alive, you have to do the after racha kamocha. That pasuk is kaveh, what form of sreifa you should do. So what if by mistake the yevid you gave the other kind of sreifa, neifel bedleika? So mistami, you would be outside the mitzvah of sreifa. You weren't. More correct, you should have done the other form of sreifa. The after racha kamocha, brolam misa yofer. But if neifel bedleika, if they would push them into a dleika, that would also be a kima mitzvah of sreifa. Sreifa is best. Anochesh makisho, that's the same as sreifas neshama v'guf kaim. The nochesh will bite him, and then the poison will kill him in the inside, and the body will be intact. That's like pouring the hot lead down the throat, that he gets killed, and the body is all intact. Mishan is chayiv hariga, hariga is sayiv. Onim salamalchus, because the goyish government, whenever they would give the death penalty, they would always give sayiv. The Rambam quotes that din, that's the halacha, the Rambam quotes. And the Shevin Mitzvah is B'nei Noach, the Gemara says, Asarosam Zuim Misosam. Whenever the B'nei Noach, whenever the Nochem violate any of the Shevin Mitzvahs, even on Gezel, Pachas Mishavaputa. So the Gemara says, anytime they violate an Asara, Zuim Misosam. So which Misa do they give? So it's a Machloke Satanoim in the Sugya and Nunches. So the Rambam paskins that it's a Saif, that all the Misa by B'nei Noach is supposed to be Saif. So Mishan is Chayv Harik, if someone deserves Sayef and Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayam, the Bezin doesn't administer any Mises Bezin. So either Nimsal Amachal Ben Hashemayim, they'll see to it that he should get the Sayef. Or listen, boy Molov, or gangsters will come, murderers will come and chop off his neck. So he'll get the Sayef. Mishan is Chayef Chenek. Chenek is he choke him to death. Or Taveh Abano, he'll choke in a river. Or Meis Besirunki, he'll get some kind of diphtheria or something, that he's going to have a sickness that he won't be able to breathe. So he'll choke. So the Gemara, in fact, Akasha, this fella murdered someone, Shemim HaShetach story, he murdered someone, so he really deserves to have gotten Saif, or Retzech. The only two people who get Saif, Retzech, and Anshe Erin Nidachas. These are the only ones who get Saif. So he deserves Saif, so how come he was bitten by a snake? That's equivalent to Sreifa, the Gemara says. And for the Gemara, in addition to murdering, he did another Aver for which he deserves Sreifa. So that's why, and for the Gemara, Hahu, Amri, the answer is, Hahu, that character, Shemim HaShetach's character, Chet Achrita Habibay, he did another Aver for which he deserved Sreifa, the Yom Amar, we have a Mishnah, Mishnah HaChayv Shnei Mishnah, Nid Machamur, so Min HaShemayim also, they saw to it that he got the punishment that one deserves if he would have been Chayv Sreifa. Fine. So Shemim HaShetach says, the reason why I can't give you the death penalty is not because Me'umad, the two Brises, are really not the same. The first brisa says, Tana Rabbanan Ketz of Me'umad, right after the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Me'umad is no good. You need Riyaz HaMaisa. If you didn't see the punchline, even though you saw before in the after, but you didn't see him actually kill him, so you don't give the death penalty. That's not called Riyaz HaMaisa. Then Tanya Rav Shimon ben Shetach, Me'umad would have. You would have given the death penalty. But he said, Echad. So the Gemara presents it as if it's the same thing. It's not the same thing at all. Two different reasons why. You don't give the death penalty because Me'umad, or you don't give the death penalty because Eid Echad, and Me'umad doesn't bother me. So the next Gemara says, Me'umad, so from the Mishnah would appear, B'din in the Fashasud, the Loyam, amdinan. The Mishnah says we warn the Eidim, Kesed Maimim al Eidim al Eidim Nefashas. So it sounds from the Mishnah that the only time Eidim's movement is not acceptable is by Dinan Nefashas. Sounds like Dinan Mamanis. It would be good if you have two witnesses testifying that a shor was hizik. But how do they know the shor was hizik? Because we have a dead shor that has two holes in its side. And you have this live shor, it's a wild shor. It's running around and it's dripping blood from its two horns. Mm-hmm. So you put two and two together. We didn't see this shor with the dripping, with the bloody horns. Nogeach, this other shor. But there's no other shor around. So Mistama, that's the one who did the hezek. So it sounds like in Dinimam, and this it would be good. Din Nefashis, it's no good. Because the Mishnah puts it, Ketzim, I'm in my lady, my Din Nefashis. Din Nefashis, who do I am Din? How Din Imam, and this I'm Din on? Whose opinion is that? Kaman ke Rabbacha de Tanya, Rabbacha Emer, Gom ho ocher, Bein Hagmalim. You have a camel that's wild, jumping around, wild like a wild Meshugan. And then one fine day, Ben Imtsa, Gom ho horug, Bitsidoi. One fine day, you find that there's a dead camel. You don't know who killed them. Is Biodua, we put two and two together. Biodua is Zaharog. We know that this wild camel is the one, and we make him pay. So apparently, Rav Acha holds that that's only acceptable in Dinim Amenas, and Dinim Nefashis, it's not acceptable. That's how the Rambam paskins. That's how the Rambam paskins. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs quotes a Mechilta, has an interpretation on that pasuk, Menoki B'tzarek Al Taharog. We already had the Gemara quoted, Menoki B'tzarek Al Taharog. So the Gemara said, "Dini nefashes machzirin l'schus ve'ei machzirin l'choyva." If the Bezin paskin that he's chayv misa, and now they think maybe they didn't give him the death penalty yet, and then they think they made a mistake, so they stop the procession. They're taking him to the Beis Haskila chutz l'ir. Dini nefashes, you're not allowed to give inside the city. You have to give chutz l'ir. Malchus he gave in the presence of the Bezin Mamish. The Bila Shofi called the fun of Kedei Rishosav in Mispa. The Malchus is in the presence of the Bezin. Indeed, in the Foshan, it has to be Dafke, not in the presence of the Bezin. Shouldn't look like Bezin a murderer, as the Gemara says, and it has to be Mechutz Lo'ir. The Gemara has later, the next Perik, Anigmar Din, has to be Dafke Mechutz Lo'ir. So the Mishnah has, when they're marching, they have a procession, they're taking the person Mechutz Lo'ir to give him the Einish Misa. And then one of the Rabbanim, or one of the Talmidim, comes up with the ninth file we have. We didn't consider something. Maybe he's butter. So, machzirin l'schus. Why? Because it says, Noki b'tzadik al tarak. Noki, maybe he's innocent. What is tzadik? Tzadik, not the way we call a person, is a holy tzadik. Tzadik means, did tzadik bedinai, if they acquitted him. So, let's say they acquitted the person, he's not chay misa, and then he goes home. And then they realize, Bezin realized they made a mistake. So if it's Tov B'Dovash HaTzduken Moedim Boi, so then that's not even called a Haroi B'Tos. If you make a mistake, Haroi is only on Torah Shabbat Peh, we learned the Gemara. But if it's Tov B'Dovash HaEin HaTzduken Moedim Boi, the mistake of the Bezin was in Torah Shabbat Peh, so that's called Michin, it's Tarek Bedino. Noki means he's really innocent, and Tzarek means he was Oiz Gepaskan, that is Potter.
What do we need that passage? We have the Tzilo Eid, it doesn't apply by the Shor. Right, by
Shur.
Yeah. Itzilo Eidu doesn't apply, so the Shur can get also here. Well, if they come back, they made a mistake. But we have
in Dinim Amenis, all this nine Dinim of Hatzala don't apply to Shur on this call.
Yeah,
right.
Here we also have the Itzilo Eidu by the man who's supposed to get Misa. So if you find something that the source, you have to bend over backwards. So
right.
Need another puzzle.
What do you mean? What do you need another pasuk?
Maybe just
quote a pasuk. A tzaddik. Noki b'tzaddik al targ. A pasuk of
mishpatim. Yeah. But we have the pasuk of Tzilo Eidu tells us that you have to bend.
Tzilo Eidu tells you in general you should always bend over backwards. But what specific area? So these nine dinim, each one had another pasuk, and Rashi says everything flows from the Tzilo Eidu. Tzilo Eidu, the ten chilukim into moments and the fashas. So one is this needs a bezna three, this needs bezna 23, and the other nine chilukim are based on the Hitzilu Eidah, but each one has a separate pasuk. So the pasuk for this is Noki b'tzarek al targ. Noki means he's really innocent. So machzirin l'schus. And tzarek is mentioned it's tzarek bedino, that even though he is guilty, eh machzirim l'choivim. So that's how the Bavli interpret Noki b'tzarek al targ. So the Rambam quotes a mechilta That Gemara was on Lama Gimel Lama Beis. We learned about 10 lines from the top. Nokim Tzadik Adam. Nokim means really innocent. Tzadik Mish, Mish, and Tzadik Bedina. So the Rambam quotes the Mechilta has a different interpretation. Nokim Tzadik Al Tarag is a din dafkin din nefashis. And it goes that Eidus Mi'uman is not acceptable. And in Mamanus, Eidus Mi'uman is acceptable. He passes exactly like the Gemara said, according to Rav Acher. The Gemara says, in din nefashis, Mi'uman is no good. Din Mamanus, Mi'uman is good. Din nefashis, Sutolam, din hab, din Mamanus, am din kamank, Rav Acher. So that's what the Rama writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs, and he quotes it from the Mechilta, and then the Mishnah Torah, he quotes it as well. But then the Bavli proceeds to back out from this. The Bavli backs out. So Tosfos writes over here, Keman Rav Acher, Mashma. The Tosfos on Lamed Zayin on the base, Mashma. The Rav Acher leis liyomer b'dinin nefashos. He only holds omer is good and mamer is in nefashos. It's no good. And that's how the Rama paskin. So Tosfos says, but there's a Gemara in Shavuos Vaker. Gemara says, but first, that according to Rav Acher, Oymer is good and nefashos also. And you see if Shimon Meshetach holds like that. Shimon Meshetach said, Ma'ese, Shariah Matarah Pishnai made him Yom HaSameis, and I'm only Eid Echot. But if not for the fact that he's Eid Echot, it would have been two Eidim. They would have given the death penalty, even though it's only Me'umad. He didn't see him murder. He just saw before and after. He saw him chase after him with a knife. Then he sees, when he, 2 minutes later, he comes into the building and he sees the man is on the floor dead. And the murderer who was running after him has this knife that's dripping with blood. But he didn't see the actual murder. So Rav Shimon HaShetach seems to hold like that. That Me'umad is good even by nefashos. And that's the Gemara in Shavuot says, according to Rav Acher, Me'umad is good both by mamonos and nefashos. So that's what Tosfos says, what the Gemara says here. B'dinin nefashos hu dovam dinin. B'dinin mamonos, mamonos is good. This is only a havamina. The maskana is not true. Nobody holds like that. That's what Tosfos says. Nobody holds like that. But that's what the Rambam paskin, because the Rambam had a Mechilta. Mechilta says like that. So Tosfos claims it's only a Havamina, a fleeting Havamina, and the Gemara backs out. How they back out, let's see. So the Gemara says, here, when the Gemara is backing out, the Gemara says, V'litai mech, you think that the Mishnah is telling you, Ketzim amim al eidei nefashos, is only telling you dinim of nefashos. But the Mishnah says, Eid Mipi Eid is no good. Eid Mipi Eid is no good in Mamon Asita. So why does it only mention it over here? So the answer is, it's applicable both to Mamon Asita and to Nefashos. And the Mishnah mentions it here. So maybe Hu Adinami, Shema Tarma Mu'umad, it's no good both by Mamon Asita and Nefashos. The Mishnah mentions it here. You can't make a diuk that everything that's mentioned on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph only applies to Nefashos, doesn't apply to Mamon Asita. That's what the Gemara says. V'litai Meich. You think that the things mentioned on Amud Aleph, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, are unique to Din Nefashos. Eid Mipi Eidik Tani, B'din Nefashos Hudu, L'Aminu, HaB'din Mamon Es Aminu, V'Hataran is not true. We had the earlier Mishnah Chavtes, it's talking about Eidim by Mamon Es, and it says Eid Mipi Eid is no good. Alma, what do you see? The first white line. Alma, what do you see? Avagav Tepsili B'din Mamon Es, Amrinan Lohu, B'din Nefashos, Ochanami. We warn the Eidim, you better not be Eid Mipi Eid. Eid Mipi Eid is no good in Mamon Es either. If they say Me'umad, it's not acceptable in Mamon Es either. But still, we read them the riot act, Eid in the Nefashos. We chazer over all the din. So you can't prove anything. So Tosfos claims, once they get to the Maskanas HaGemara, nobody distinguishes. There's no such shita that you distinguish between Mamon Es and Nefashos. And the Rambam paskens like that. It's not really based on the Havamina Gemara, it's based on his Mechilta. He just ignores the Gemara based on the Mechilta. Then the Gemara says that it goes a lot of Agarta. So the Gemara comments, called Demei Achicha. Why is Demei Achicha? Because the blood splattered all over the place because it was the first time in the history he never watched a murder movie. So he didn't know how he's supposed to murder someone. So he cut his fingers and he cut his toes and he cut his nose and he got, until he finally cut his neck. And then he bled to death. So that's what the Braisa says. Why does it say Demei? Malam Shasa Kaim Behavalach Chaburus Chaburus Shelo Yadem Hech Neshama Yotza. He didn't know how to kill him. Ache Gil Tzavara. Then when he slit his throat, then he died. That's why it says Demei Achicha. Yeah. Then the Gemara says Yom She Pascha Aretz Es Pia Likib Losai LeDama Shal Hevel. Shuv le Pascha, what is it? Called Mechicha Tzak Meilai Minho Adama. Except the Marsha interprets over here in the Gemara that all of the blood was completely absorbed by the earth, and there was no blood on the surface of the earth. So that's what the Gemara says. That was once in the history of the world such a thing happened, that everything was absorbed. So from that time on, Yom Shepaschar, it says, Pia, everything was absorbed. Kiblosa, the Dhamma Shal Hevel, says, Kod Mechech Tzakalai Minho Adomo, it was all absorbed. So Shuv, like Pascha, that was never repeated again. And he quotes a Pasuk from Yeshaya, Miknaf Ha'aretz Mira Shamanu. What does it say? Miknaf Ha'aretz Mira Shamanu. Why not? Mipi Ha'aretz, the earth is singing out Zmiris to the Baruch Shalom. No, the earth doesn't sing any Zmiris anymore. The Pi Ha'aretz doesn't function anymore. Miknaf Ha'aretz. So here there's a strange thesis. Miknaf Ha'aretz Mira Shamanu. So this quotes the Chuvas HaGoyim. Because of the Chuvas HaGoyim, Shein Penei Eretz Yisrael Amir Kedusha Ela B'Shabbos. What do you mean? All week long they don't say Kedusha. Dechsiv Gabi Chayis Sheish Knafayim La'echod. And the Medrash interprets the Chuvas HaGoyim quote, the Medrash interprets that each Konaf says Shira on a different day of the week. Kol Konaf Hu Aymer Shira Achas B'Yoyim B'Sheish Yisimei HaChol. So we can't say any Zmiris, we can't say any Kedusha anymore. Six days a week the Malachim say Kedusha, and on Shabbos we say the Kedusha. What does it mean? Why they didn't say when they had Chazaras HaShatz? The Goyim didn't say Kedusha when they had Chazaras HaShatz every day for Shachris and Mincha. So I seem to remember there's something from the Ragachover on this. And he says, every day, what he's saying, the Kaddish Shishim, Kaddish Magdish, Moshe Bishmei Moram. Let's say the Kedusha like the Malachim say. And then what are we saying? Shabbos is saying, Aritzach Magdish Shachim. So I forgot already what. Something, the Nusach of Kedusha is different, that on the weekdays we're only saying over what the Malachim say, and Shabbos we're saying on our own. I don't know. Is that true? Aritzach, shame. It's the same thing, no? The Kaddishim Chom, Kishem Shmagdish Mosa Bishmei Marm. Let's say Kedusha like the angels are saying. Shabbos, they say the same thing, no? Naritzach Vandishach. I don't know, some kind of difference in the Nusach. It means that we're saying Kedusha. We're not saying over what the Malachim say. So that's the Chubas Haganim had a different Nusach in the Kedusha. It doesn't mean they didn't say Kedusha all week long. The Nusach was different, to imply that Bnei Yisrael are saying Kedusha on our own. We should look in the Chuvas HaGoyim, see what they say. Then the Gemara has an interesting comment that Kain understood he has to go into Golus Miponecho Esoser. Then it says, Vayetzid Kain Melifnei Hashem. What does that mean, Miponecho Esoser? He understood his punishment is going to be he has to leave the presence of the Rebbeinu Shalom Mipanecha Soser, and then the Taka says that Bayetzikai Melifnei Hashem. What does that mean? Rebbeinu Shalom is all over the world. He can't hide from the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the Rabban HaChumash gives an interpretation. He says that when a person davens, or a person brings a carbon, he's in a state of Lifnei Hashem. He daven Lifnei Hashem, Oymid Lifnei HaMelech, and bringing a carbon, he's giving a matana to the Rebbeinu Shalom. When you shake a lulav, when you blow shofar, when you do you eat matzah, when you sit in sukkah, you do, that's not called Lifnei Hashem, only tefillah and karbonis. So Kain says, Mipanecha esasa, I understand on my own that my punishment, I deserve such a severe punishment, I won't be able to have this personal contact anymore, my tefillahs will not be accepted, my karbonis will never be accepted. And then the Taka says, Vayetzikai Lifnei Hashem, from that time on, he never daven, from that time on, he never dared to bring another karbon. That's how the Ramban interprets on Chumash, that when a person davens us, offers a carbon, that's called Lifnei Hashem. The Gemara doesn't understand like that. The Gemara understands Ve'etzekayim Lifnei Hashem means he went into Golos. He was originally in Gan Eden or somewhere. He was somewhere, I don't know, he was still in Gan Eden. He chased out of Gan Eden, wherever he was. So he understood he has to go into Golos. So the Gemara says, and when he went into Golos, Golos is Mechaperes. So they say Gola. The first, there are three different opinions. Amar Rav Yudah Beid Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya had two sons. He had twin sons and twin daughters. Yehuda v'Cheskia were the two sons, the two daughters, I forgot their names. So Yehuda, the son of Rabchia, said, Golus machaperes oven machza. That we see from the story from Kayin, when a person goes into Golus, so it wipes away half of the onish that he deserves. How do you know? Because originally he said, v'yisi nova nod. Kayin understood his punishment is going to be, nova nod. The lipsof said, v'yishi Kayin, v'yishi beretz nod. And doesn't say nova nod, just says nod. So you see that half of the gzera was wiped away, because Golus is machaperes machza. Pashup Shat, we usually say Nova Nod means he's going to go into Golus. Nova Nod just means to roam around the world, going to Golus. He's not allowed to stay home. So what do you mean? Vayeshet Beretz Nod means that he wasn't to Golus. So where do you see that Golus is Machapa Machza? Nova Nod means Golus. So the Marshoah has a Chidush Yagorim. Marshoah has a long piece on this. So he says, obviously, the Gemara understood Nova Nod differently. So he quotes on Medrash Tanchuma, I think, that Nod means wherever Cain would go, the earth would shake. And Noah, I guess, means that he would be shaking. He would be trembling. So Yeshiv, the Eretz Nod, that half of the, he went into Golus, but half of the punishment was wiped away. He was no longer shaking, but Yeshiv, the Eretz Nod, wherever he would walk, the earth would be shaking. The earth would be, there would be tremors in the earth. But you don't, and the Gemara does not translate Novanod to mean going to Golus. But since he went into Golus, a half of the Einish, half of the Gzera was wiped away. So that's the first opinion. Yehuda, the son of Rabchia, says Golus is Mechaperis on half. And the Amora, Rabbi Yehuda Marav, that's a different, that's Rabbi Yehuda, that's not Yehuda, the son of Rabchia, different person. Rabchia was the first generation of Amoraim, Rabbi Yehuda was later, a little later. So he says, Golus Machaper Shlosha Dvarim. How do you know? Shenemar, who is this about? Rashi says, Yechonya HaMelech. So the Novi says about him, Hayoshev Bu'ir Azos Yomas Bachere Berov Vadever. Hayoshev and Afal. Oh, no, it just says about the Golus. Yirmei HaNovi says about the Golus. Those who will stay in the city, they won't run away. So they're going to die from starvation, or they're going to die, the enemy will kill them, or they're going to die from an epidemic, whatever. Three punishments. But Yaitse, whoever will run away into Golus, he will be alive, so he won't suffer any of the three punishments. He won't suffer cherev, because they'll take him a prisoner of war. He won't suffer rov, because the enemy will give him food, they'll keep him in prison. And Dever, he won't be sick when you have dead bodies all over. So there's going to be an epidemic. There's going to be sickness. So you see that Hayotze, whoever will go into Golus, will be spared from the three punishments. So Golus is Machaperis on three things. Yechanan says Golus Machaperis alakol. How do you see it? Wipes away everything. Shenemar, so Rashi said this was about, the Novi said about Yechonya Melech Yehuda. So they cursed him. Kiswa Seish Azer, write in history about Yechonya, he's going to suffer. He's going to be Ariri, Gever, Le'Yitzlach, Be'amav, Kele'Yitzlach, Mizara, Ishi, Yosheva, Kisi, Dovin, Moshe, Lod, Be'Yehuda. This man will never have any children, Yechonya, and he will never have any more descendants, who will be sitting on the throne. No more Malchus, Beis Dovin. That's the end of the whole story. Ubasa, the Gola, then they sent him into Golus Bavel. So everything changed. Yechonya had a son, Chassiv. Now the quoting from Divrei HaYomim. Divrei HaYomim, there's a Gemara, I think, in Perek... In Perek Ela Megalchen, in the third Perek of Maikotin, so the Gemara, I think, says there that the Rayomim just lists off all the names of the people and the generations and so on. Very boring, nothing there. So the Gemara says they sent up as 13 camels loaded down with commentaries on the Rayomim. The whole the Rayomim has more drushes than any other Sefer in Tanakh. Everything was written there, you have all the names. Like the Gemara has over there in Eilu Megalchen, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Eilu Shemos Hagiborim Asher LeDavid. The pasuk gives the names of the generals that David HaMelech had, so it gives the names of the generals. So the Gemara has a drush, and no, these are Eilu Shemos Giborosov Shal David. The pasuk is, it's true, these were the names of the generals, Pshutu Shal Mikra, but also the Gemara says, these are all descriptions of the heroism of David HaMelech. He did this, that. So there are more drushes in Divrei HaYomim than on the other Sefer HaTanach. So here the Gemara has also a pasuk in Divrei HaYomim. This Yechonya, that Yirmeyah, now he said, he's never going to have any children, Hariri, and never have a descendant sitting on the throne of Malchus Beis David, Mashalot Behuda. So everything was changed once they sent him into Golas Bavel. The boss of the Golaksev, Ibn Eichon, yeah, he did have children. Asir Shaltiel Beno. Why did he call him with the name Asir? They put Yechonia in a prison where he wasn't able, there was no room to rest, to lay down, so he was standing the whole time. So he, and Rashi quotes a medrash over here, the top of the top line, Rashi quotes a Vayikra Rabba. That is Vayikra Rabba, that they lowered a woman down into this prison cell, and there was no room to lay down on a bed. And they had tashmish, and the woman became pregnant in a standing position, which was abnormal. So the Gemara continues. Why is the child called Asir? It's a nickname. Asir, why? She became pregnant, and the base of Asur. Why Shaltiel? Shaltiel is also, everything is a drasha. Shaltiel, Shashasla Kel, Shaluk at Erech HaNishtam. Shasla means to plant a tree. So here, they planted an uber, and she became pregnant, even though it was wholly irregular. Because normally, because Gemiri, we have a tradition, the woman only becomes pregnant if they have tashmish in a reclining position, not in a standing position. The he, Nisabra Miumah, she became pregnant. They lowered this girl down, a Jewish girl, they lowered it down. So that was the son, it's called Asir, because she became pregnant in the prison, even though there was no bed there, there was no room to lay down. And with Shiltiel, there was irregular form of Shoslakel, a regular form of a pregnancy, the normally a woman can become pregnant in a standing position. Another interpretation, Shaltiel, Shenishal al Olosai. What does that mean? Rashi says, he had taken a shvur that he won't have any children. So the Rashi quotes, the Palmali Shamada was Mata the shvur for him. I don't know, how does that work? Palmali Shamada, you need a bezin of three people. So the Malochim, I don't know what that means. So therefore, they lowered the girl down and she became pregnant and they did continue with the Malchus Beis David. And then the Pasuk, a few Pesukim later, there in the Rayamim, it says Zerubbabel, mentions Zerubbabel's name. Why is he called Zerubbabel? Shenizra beBavel. He made a woman become pregnant after he went into Golas Bavel. Kozman, he wasn't a Golas, the Golas was not Nechaperis. Only after Lachash Golo, the Gemara says. Bosa de Golo, then he had children. Bosa de Golo, who was a descendant? What wonderful thing came out from the descendants? Who was Rubavel? Umashmo Nechemyah ben Chalkal Yishmo. The Gemara has a tradition that Nechemyah, who brought back Bnei Yisrael at the beginning of the Baishani period, he was the same person as Rubavel. He had two different names. Ezra always talks about my two. Ezra and Nehemiah were involved in the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says the Rebbe Shalom was angry at Bnei Yisrael because they didn't want to return after the 7 years of Golas Bavel. So the Rebbe Shalom said he's not going to send any more Nevi'im. That's how the Gemara in Yuma interprets the end of the first perek in Yuma. The Gemara interprets the pasuk in Shir Hashim. Im chaymohi nidna leha tiras kesef. Im delisi natsa lelu acharis. The Gemara says, im chaymohi im yalu kachoma. If at the end of the 7 years of Golas Bavel, everyone will want to go back to Eretz Yisrael, then the second Beis HaMikdash will be nidna leha tiras kesef. Everything will be wonderful. Beis HaMikdash will be like metal. Ein harekev sholet bo. Beis HaMikdash will not rot away. It will be the everlasting Beis HaMikdash. And the Jewish nation will not have rot setting in. We'll continue to have Nevi'im. Vim delasi, no sola luachor, it'll be a shvacha aliyah, which it was. Hardly anybody came back. Millions of Jews remained behind in Bavel. They didn't want to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So then, no sola luachor, so the second Beis HaMikdash will be like a wooden hut, like a wooden bungalow, shaharekev sholed bo, that the wooden buildings can rot away. Wood rots away. Metal doesn't rot, and wood rots away. So right away means in two senses. Number one, the second Beis HaMikdash will be doomed to destruction. It'll ultimately be destroyed. We'll have to have a third Beis HaMikdash. And number two, Bnei Yisrael will right away that we don't have any more Nevi'im. So the Gemara says, but there was an exception to the rule. Gimel Nevi'im, all the Imami Bavel. Three Nevi'im were necessary because the din is that you can't build a Beis HaMikdash without the approval, without the oversight of a Navi. That's the drosha. It says in Parashas Re'eh, L'shich Nesidrushu, Uvasa Shama, so the Sifrei Darshan's Drosh Alpi Navi, after the Navi. So they needed three Nevi'im Chagas Chai Malachi. Each one said another Nevu about building the Beis HaMikdash. How do you build it? Makriv and Afli Shein Bayis. The details of building the Beis HaMikdash. So all the three were all at the same time. Gimel Nevi'im Adam Chagas Chai Malachi at the same time. Ezra only talks about Chagai in Zechariah. He never says a word about Malachi. So the Radak points out, why doesn't he talk about the role at the same time? So he said, that's why Chazal had a tradition. Ezra was Malachi. He had two names. Ezra was Malachi. He has in Novi, he's in Treyosa, and then he had what to say that was put in Ksuvim. And here also, this Zerubbabel was the same person as Nehemiah ben Chakalia. So that's what the Gemara says. Why was he called Zerubbabel? She Nizra b'Bavel. She became pregnant from Yechonya HaMelech only because the Golas was Mechaperis.
That's the same as Assyria?
That's the
Assyria.
Same.
Assyria is the same as Zerubbabel?
I think that was, I think Shealtiel was his son. I think Shealtiel Beno, I think Shealtiel was the son of Assyr. Assyr was the son of Yechonya. In the prison, she became pregnant.
Shealtiel was Zerubbabel.
And Shealtiel was Zerubbabel, and he was the son of Asir. I think so. We have a Chumash that Golas is Mechaperis. If a person kills B'shoigig, he has to go into Golas. They tell the story about the Vilna Gaon. He once was, he didn't feel well. He had trouble breathing. So the doctors, the Talmidim said, he's choking, he can't breathe. So the doctor said he should go on the outskirts of Vilna, where they have fresh air, they have trees and grass. And Vilna was too, there were buildings. So he refused. He didn't want to leave all the Svarim. He had all the Svarim, he didn't want to leave. So all the Rabbanim, all the Dayanim, everybody came. Nothing helped. So they asked Rab Chaim Balozhin if he could come and try to convince the Vilna Gaon that he should go a little on vacation. So he came, he spoke to them for 5 minutes, and that was it. So they asked him, what did you tell him? Everybody else was talking to themselves blue, and he didn't listen. He just spoke for 5 minutes. He said, he mentioned, the Gemara says in Makkis, that Aretzeach in Perik Elhein HaGoylen, the Aretzeach has to go to the Ari Mikla. What if the Aretzeach lives in the Ari Mikla? Ari Mikla, what big cities? Not supposed to have a gigantic metropolis. It'll be too big so the police won't be able to control it. So the Grel Adam, they come in and kill the Har B'Shog. But it's not supposed to be little tiny cities. It's supposed to have a museum and a drugstore and a movie theater and libraries. It says, V'chai Sham. How does it say? V'chai means you should live it up. You should have a nice time there. So you have to have a grocery shop. You have to have a butcher store. You have to have everything there. And the Rebbe has to come give him a shir. If he's a person, if the Har B'Shog is one who enjoys listening to a shir, so the Rebbe has to go give him a shir because it says, V'chai. So the Gemara says, so they had other people living in the Ari Mikla. That was a regular city. The one who killed B'Shogeg stays there till the Kohen Gadol dies. Then he goes back home if he wants to. But they had regular people living there, B'Kviyas, in the Ari Mikla. So what if a person killed B'Shogeg? He lives in the Ari Mikla. So does he have to run to a different Ari Mikla? Or can he just stay in the same city? So the Gemara says, if he's Gadol Mishchuna L'Shchuna, that's good enough. If he lives in this section, let him move to a different section in the city. That's also considered Golas, that's also Mechaperis. Rabbi Chaim Volozhin had told the Vilna Gaon, maybe he did some aver for which he deserves an oinish. So if you go to Mishchuna, the Shchuna, that's also Mechaper. So he went for that. So he went to the outskirts of Vilna. It was a little bit of a goal. So Rabbi Soloveitchik once, they have this story printed. So Rabbi Soloveitchik once told over the story. He used to give a shiur in the Maria Synagogue here. He used to be on 80th Street and Broadway. It was an office building, so these Balabatim from Antwerp rented the second floor, and that's where they had their little shul. There used to be a music school on top, so when Rabbi Soloveitchik gave the shiur, they were always playing music on top. So sometimes you couldn't hear the shiur because they were playing piano on top. And then in the summertime, they didn't have air conditioning, so in the summertime they would open the windows. So you'd have the cars would be honking outside because it was on Broadway. Now the whole building is, the whole thing doesn't exist anymore. The building, that part, was taken over by a clothing store, so there's no more office space there. So on one occasion, they were doing something there, and they couldn't meet. They couldn't meet in the Maria, in the shul. So they met, I think, in the Young Israel in Manhattan. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said that maybe some of us deserve the Noinish, and we were yaitze with this, Kaila Mishchuna L'Shchuna. Instead of giving the shir over here, gave a shir 10 blocks away. slightly different neighborhood. It's also a golus that's mechape. But the original golus mechape is in Chumash by the Horik Bishgaga. Goes into golus. Yeah, now the Gemara has on the third line. Yehuda v'cheskia b'nei rabchia, they were twins. He had twin sons and he had twin daughters. The Gemara says that in Yevam, the Gemara says that his wife was afraid to become pregnant the third time because she had twin sons and she had twin daughters. It was difficult for her, so she wanted to practice birth control. And she was afraid to ask her husband because he would be machmer. So she dressed up and she made believe she was someone else. And she thought maybe he'll be Mekel if it's someone else. It's a Gemara. The Gemara in the end of Habo Yavimta tells this story. Anyway, so these two were twins. Yehuda v'Cheskia were the twin sons, B'nai Rabchia. Rabbi Yassi b'Sudasi Kami Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was alive. They were eating by Rebbe. V'lahavakami v'lamini. They didn't say boo. They weren't talking. Amalahu. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said, give the kindalach, give the young bachrim some wine, so they'll relax a little bit. Agbru chamra adardiki. Give them strong wine. They should talk a little bit. So they drank a little wine. Kivin the Ibsen, when they got a little drunk, Paschal the Yamru, so they made a statement. The Melech HaMashiach will only come, Eimed David Ba, Ach Yichlu Shtei Bat, the Yavis, Mi Yisrael, Veil Han, Rosh Godu, Shebe Bavo, Menosi, Shebe Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is the chief rabbi, so as long as we have a chief rabbi, the Mashiach isn't going to come. We have to see the end, they're eating by Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So they bop him over the head, they're drunk. They don't know what they're saying. So they bop him over the head and they say, Moshiach will only come when the Malchus Beis David disappears completely. Namely, the Gemara, I think the Tosfos in the first, the Gemara in the first parakat, no? Lo yosu shevit mi Yehuda mechoykik mi bein raglov. The Gemara said, Lo yosu shevit mi Yehuda elu ashigoliya shevit bovel mechoykik mi bein raglov elu nisim sheberetz Yisrael. Where was that? Heim and Aleph. Yeah. So these two were the descendants from the Malchus Beis David. Rosh Yigodesh of the Bavel were Ben Achaben. That's Malchus Beis David, Ben Achaben. And Chokib Ben Raglov, that's by the Nekevus. So they were also descendants from David HaMelech, but from the daughters, not from the sons. So the Mashoah fills in the rest of the story here. There's a Medrash Rabbah on the Pasuk. HaChodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chodosh. So the Medrash Rabbah says that just like the moon gets bigger, 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 15 days, then it gets smaller, 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 15 days, till it disappears. Then it disappears. Yud Ches Shoes, Mechasi Sihara. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, for 18 hours the moon disappears, and then you have, after the Moilah, then it reappears again. So too, the Medrash says, the Jewish people have a lunar calendar. The Umm Salam have a solar year, solar calendar. Well, yes, the year is solar and the month is lunar. Okay, the Rambam says. The year is solar and the months are lunar. It's an androgynous. Half solar, half lunar. By the Goyim, everything is solar. So the Medrash Rabbah says, every day the sun rises and sun sets and it goes away. So this is representative of the history of the Umma Salam. We have the rise and fall of any civilization. Every civilization reaches a peak and then it goes down and it disappears. The Greeks disappeared and the Egyptians disappeared and the Romans disappeared. That's what Mark Twain has a whole essay. All the civilizations disappeared, except for the Jews. He doesn't understand why the Jewish people didn't disappear. So that's what the Medrash says. The Umma Salam have the count Lechama, so they're like the sun. The sun rises, reaches a peak, and then it sets and goodbye, and it disappears. Majeni came the moon gets bigger, 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 15 days, smaller, 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 disappears, and then it's going to reappear again. So this is representative of Bnei Yisrael, that the history of the Jewish people began from Avraham Avinu, I think from Avraham Avinu till Shlomo HaMelech was 15 generations. Avraham Yitzchak Yankov, and they make the whole Cheshbonet. Then in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, that was the full moon. That was the Beis HaMikdosh, and there was only one Malchus, and the king over all of Eretz Yisrael, and there was no problem of poverty, and money didn't mean anything. Everybody had what they needed. There was enough food, enough money. Everything is wonderful. And then after Shlomo HaMelech dies, everything gets worse and worse and worse until the moon disappears. So the Medrash says, Ve'enit Tzidkiyahu Iver. They blinded Tzidkiyahu HaMelech and he couldn't see. So that's like when the moon disappears. And now it's like but they still had, after Enit Tzidkiyahu Iver, they still had a little bit from the Malchus Beis David. They had the Nasi, Sheveret Yisrael, and they had the Reish Galusa. So the Medrash says the moon has to disappear for 18 hours and then it's going to reappear. So Kozman that you still have the Nasi Sheberetz Yisrael as a descendant from David HaMelech, that's that Gemara, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. And so Kozman you still have the Reish Galusa, also descendant from David HaMelech. So the moon didn't disappear. So it's not yet time for the Gula. So that's why it says, that's why they said, they weren't cursing him. Rabbi understood that also. Rabbi knew that also. That was the tradition that they had. So Rabbi felt very hurt. He gave them wine, and they're telling him, "We hope that the Nesiyah should be terminated. We hope that the chief rabbi should close down." So he says, "Banai, kindalach, koitzamata matilim li deina. You're throwing thorns into my eyes. That's all you have to say, that the Nesiyah should end." So the father was there too. Amale Rabchia, Rabbi, Ayer Beinecha, don't feel bad. Yayin is a gematria of 70, Yud Yud Nun, and Sod is a gematria of 70, Nichnos Yayin, Yotze Sod, so therefore what? But still he popped him over the head. So what does it help? Nichnos Yayin, Yotze Sod. So the Marshua says, this is the Sod Ho'ibur. This is what the Gemara talks about, the Sod Ho'ibur. I don't know what that means exactly. He said, Sod Ho'ibur means that the Shem Asidah B'Scharish Kamosa, we are compared to the moon. That's what the Medrash says on that pasuk. Acharish Hazalachem, that the Jewish people have a lunar calendar. The months are lunar, the years are solar, but the months are lunar calendar. So that's why we are compared, the Malchus Beis David is compared to the moon. So the moon is going to have to disappear completely, and then it'll be able to reappear again and grow again. So the Melech HaMashiach, the Gula, will only take place when the Malchus Beis David will disappear completely. So then the Mashiach has a Gemara, such a related Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah, that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was a chief rabbi. Really, it's the chief rabbi's responsibility to see to it that they should take care of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah. So on one occasion, he told Rabbi Chiya, you go to a certain city and you make it Rosh Chodesh, and you send me back a message. They were afraid, it was against the law. They were under the Romans, I think, so it was against the law to make Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah. They wanted to choke the Jewish people from observing the religion. They wanted to do away with the whole religion. So they didn't allow them to do Kiddush HaChodesh. So he said, send me back. Rebbe tells Rabbi Chiya, you go to a certain city and send me back a message in code that you made Kiddush Levana, Kiddush HaChodesh. And the code will be, Dovah Malchus Sol Chai B'Kayim. What does that mean, Dovah Malchus Sol Chai B'Kayim? That the Malchus Beis David will continue. That after the moon will disappear, then the Malchus Beis David will reappear. So that was why he used that statement as a symbol. That's what we have the minhag to say, Dovah Malchus Sol Chai B'Kayim, when we say Kiddush Levana. And then we say right after that, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. We say three times. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Rama says, the minhag is you say three times to one person, Shalom Aleichem, Lechem Shalom, Shalom Aleichem, Lechem Shalom. And that's how the Soloveitchik family does, like it says in the Shulchan Aruch. And everybody else has a minhag, you say to three different people, Shalom Aleichem. Well, what's that minhag based on? You say to three different people. So Rabbi Soloveitchik explained what the minhag olam is, that the Mishnah say that the Tzedukim wanted to be mekalkal. They didn't believe in the whole system of Eidus HaChodesh. So they would come and testify falsely. They saw the new moon in order to be mekalkal the bezin. So the Mishnah says that they originally, betchila, they would accept testimony from anybody who looked like he was Jewish. Then they saw the hischila, the tzedukim of being mekalkal. So then they made a policy, they're not going to accept Eidus unless they know who the person is. And if they don't know who he is, he has to come with another two Eidim who testified that he's an Orthodox person. He's not a tzeduki. Or sometimes they would use the code. They would say, Dovah Malchus Sol Chai B'Kayim, and the Tzedukim didn't know that that was the code. So if the person comes to the Bezdin, and he would say the code, then Bezdin would say Shalom Aleichem. The three people in Bezdin would give him Shalom Aleichem. So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik said, that's apparently why we have, I think it says it in one of the Achronim. That's why we have the meaning that we say, Dovah Malchus Sol Chai B'Kayim, that was the code that they said. And then you say to three people, Shalom Aleichem, like the three members of the Bezdin would greet the aide, only after he said the secret code. before he says it, maybe he said Stuki, we're not interested in greeting him. So that's what the Marsha here fills you in with this story there in Rosh Hashanah. Then he adds on also the name of the city, I forgot. I think Ein Tavo. Rabbi Yehuda al-Nasi told Rabbi Chiya, go to the city Ein Tavo and make Kiddush HaChodesh. So he says it's Kiddush HaChodesh is always L'Toivo, it's not L'Ro. And over here also, even though the termination of the rabbinate, the termination of the Nesias, the termination of the Reish Galusa is a tragedy, but it's a tragedy that will turn out to be L'Toivo, because that's a tradition that they had. The Melech HaMashiach will only come like when the moon disappears. The moon has to disappear for 18 months. So the moon didn't fully disappear yet. We still have the Reish Galusa with the Nasi Shabaritzi. So it's a tragedy, but it's going to lead to a Teiva.
Did you explain why they have a different meaning, the celebrations? Why they have a sit of one person?
They say, they do the way it says in Shulchan Aruch.
No reason.
I remember years ago, Rabbi Goldwich, Zechan Lebracha from Kerem Yavne, he always wanted to hear things from Rabbi Soloveitchik. So I remember I once visited him. So he said, tell me something, Rav Soloveitchik. I told him about this, that Rav Soloveitchik sometimes go back to Boston by car. One of the boys would drive him back by car. So my uncle said he once drove him back when he was single. My uncle passed away already. So my uncle was single, so he drove him back to Boston. So the Rav said, ooh, he forgot it didn't say Kiddush Levana yet. Tonight's the last night. So he asked him if he can stop the car. They went out of the car, and he said Kiddush Levana by heart. Then he said to my uncle three times, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, to the same person. That was their family minute. So I told them over. I told Rabbi Goldberg that was their minute. He says, the Biskarov always did like that. On Matzoy Shabbos, Biskarov had a minion in his home. And then if it would be Matzoy Shabbos, they would say Kiddush Levana. There would be 25 people there. He would say Shalom Aleichem three times to the same person. That's what it says in their Amok. Shalom Aleichem. You don't say to three people.
He was the only one there. He couldn't say to three people.
Yeah, no, but he said that's the family practice even when there are other people there. So he said, Rabbi the Soloveitchik only said to what person? There are 25 people in the courtyard. He only said to one person. Yeah, correct. So the Gemara says the Golus is Mechaperes. Okay. Yeah.
When you're an aide on Arayos, so doesn't the Gemara say you don't have to actually see the full act?
Right.
So why is that not like Omen then? Why is it not compared to?
They have to see Kederach HaMenafim though. Has to look at Kederach HaMenafim. If a man is Mekadosh and Isha B'Bia, the Edom don't have to be. The Chachamim prohibited it. You're not allowed to be Mekadosh B'Bia. But before they prohibited it, there was such a practice. People would be Mekadosh B'Bia. So you don't even need that the Edom should be in the bedroom. The Edom stand outside. And we assume, hein, 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 ed, yichud, hein, hein, ed, bia. The Chosin tells the Edom, I'm going to make Kaddish but bia, you stand outside. So there you say, they don't even have to see in the bedroom. And in order to give the death penalty or Malkus, it has to be Kedar HaMenafim. And here you say you have to even see more. So it's the three different Shurma, how much you have to see. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote, the Bishmol quotes a tshuva by the Maharam Rutenberg. In the end of every section in the Rambam, they have the tshuvas Maimoni. The tshuvas Maimoni have nothing, absolutely nothing to do with the Rambam. These are tshuvas by the Balei HaTosfos. They didn't have any Rambam. It has nothing to do with the Rambam. Like the Hagos Maimoni on the bottom of the page has nothing to do with the Rambam. He just tells you what Rashi and Tosfos say on the topic, on the top of the page. He never deals with the Rambam sheet. He just ignores the Rambam. So the tshuvas Maimoni in the back, and the section on Shabbos, that's Chuvas in the Maharam Rutenberg, from the Rosh Mishans, from the Balei HaTosfos. Most of the Chuvas are from Maharam Rutenberg, but they have other Balei HaTosfos also. So they have Chuvas on that section at the end of Hilchas Pesach, so they have all the Chuvas from the Balei HaTosfos on Hilchas Pesach. At the end of Chovel HaMazik, they have all the Chuvas of the Balei HaTosfos on Chovel HaMazik. So at the end of Sefer Issues about Kiddushin, so they have a Chuvas from the Maharam Rutenberg, where he talks about this. How come B'nafim HaTshiru K'derech HaMenafim, and here by Kiddushin, you don't even need that. It's less than that. It just says, hey, nene, yechad, hey, nene, bia. So he says, Aloshin, lo mesara hakosav elo lachachamim. The Gemara has that expression in another context, other places. So the chachamim will kaveya how much you have to see. So by Kiddushin, they didn't want that they should be in the bedroom. That's not their chera. So he said, maspik, it's sufficient if the Edom stand outside. But in order to give Misa a Malkus, that's not enough. But they didn't require Kemikhol Bishvaferis. I said, it's enough. Kederach HaMenachem. Even though it could be that they're not really doing Tashmish. But that's since it looks like Kederach HaMenachem, that's enough. And here, whenever it's possible, because it's unreasonable to say that you need, literally, they should seek a Mikol D'Shoteres. And here, where it is reasonable to insist on that, so we say it's only called Eidus. Only considered Eidus if they actually see the whole story. Even though they saw before and after, that's not sufficient. So that's what the Tshuvas Maimonides is talking about. The Chosen says under the Chuppah, the Rabbi says, let's see the ring. So he picks up the ring. So the Eidim see the ring, and he asks the Eidim, is it Shavu Pruta? They say, yeah, Shavu Pruta. Then the Chosen leans over, and the Eidim don't see anything. He's leaning over. Then he says, Harei Mekudashesli, they hear it, but they don't see. Then after he puts it on the finger, then he leans back. So they saw the ring before. They heard him say Hariyat. They see the ring on the girl's finger, but they didn't see him put the ring on the finger. Now it is theoretically possible that the rabbi put a ring on the girl's finger and the Chosen put the ring back in his pocket. They didn't see exactly what happened. But they saw what happened before, they saw what happened after. So is that sufficient? So the Tshuvas Maimonides says it's not sufficient. He says it's not sufficient. It's no good. The Eidim have to be, see Mamish Mesiris HaTabaz. So then he says, so how come by Kiddush Edbiyah they don't have to see anything? They stand outside of the bedroom. So he says, no. So whenever it's not unreasonable to insist that they have to see Mamish, so we insist they have to see the Mesiris HaTabaz. And whenever it's unreasonable, like Kiddush Edbiyah, it's not a nice thing. They should be in the bedroom. So we say, you don't even need that they should be Kedar HaMenachem. They don't have to be in the bedroom. He says, each case, the Chachamim establish what's reasonable, how much the Eidim have to see. This Gemara, next Gemara, is a famous Gemara. V'noshantem is a Gematria. What's the Gematria of V'noshantem? So the Gemara says it's 852. V'noshantem. So the Pasuk says, the Gemara quotes a Pasuk in Daniel. Vayishkod Hashem al hara vayivio aleinu ki tzadik Hashem alakeinu. The Rebbe Shalom is such a wonderful tzadik, that's why he punished us. That's why he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Frank the Gemara, it doesn't make any sense. Shum the tzadik Hashem, therefore vayishkod Hashem al hara. That's why vayivio aleinu. He brought the Churban Beis HaMikdash because he loves us, because he's a tzadik. So the Gemara has two suggestions. So the first pshat is, Elo, tzedakah asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, shehikdim golus tzidkiyah, v'od golus yochanan kayemes. So Rashi explains, golus yochanan was years before, and they had the Chorosh v'hamazgah, they had big talmidei chachamim with them. So if the Baruch Shalom would have waited to the golus tzidkiyah, they blinded his eyes, and then they sent all the Jews into golus. If the Baruch Shalom would have waited another couple of years, all the old-timers would have died out. And all the Jews were going to Golus Babel, there would be no Rabbanim to be able to teach them. So it was a tzedakah that the Baruch Shalom did. He higged him. He brought the second Golus, Tzidkiyah, when everybody went into Golus. And the old-timers, the Chorosh v'Hamazgah, the big Talmid Chachamim, was still there from before. What does it mean, Chorosh v'Hamazgah? So Chorosh is an artisan. Chorosh is a craft, a kertsman. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. It's not pshuta. Chorosh v'hamazgah means the Sanhedrin. Why are they called Chorosh? So the Gemara has in the first white line, Chorosh is like Cheresh, Rashi says. It doesn't say Cheresh, it says Chorosh. Chorashim are artisans. Why is it like a Cheresh? Kimish ha'poschim ha'kol nasim ke'cherishim. Once these are the Sanhedrin. They put the Sanhedrin into Golus, with the Golus, the first Golus, Golus Yechonia. So when they open up their mouths, they give an opinion, everybody else keeps quiet, because that's the final say, is the Bez Nagol. Why are they called Mazger? Once they give a psak, they close, the case is closed, that's it. No one else debates the case. So they were something. How many were there? The Kamahoyu elephants, as a Chosh Mazger elephant. There were 1,000, there aren't 1,000 members of the Sanhedrin, there were only 71 members. But together with the Sanhedrin Gedolah, the Chorosh HaMazgah, there were 1,000 Talmid Chachamim, and they were getting old, and they were still around when the second Golus Tzidkiyah occurred. So they were able to teach Torah to all the Jews who came into Golus. So that's Tzedakah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first pshat. Who says that? The Gemara. And then Ula Omar, on the third white line. Ula Omar, this is the famous one. Tzedakah, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how does it say? Vayishkad Hashem al harag, v'yayaleh, ki tzarek Hashem. Vayishkad means he hurried, he hastened. So the first pshat was he hurried with the second galus, that the old timers Talmid HaChacham should still be there from the first galus, HaKadosh Baruch Mazgen. Second pshat was he hurried before the Neshantim. They had a tradition that in Chumash Dvarim, that's what we lay on Tisha B'Av, that parsha from Chumash Dvarim. It says, what is Rashi called? Abeti adun maher, ishamei tu ishameidun. It says, kisal lebanim evnei banim ben ashantim ba'aretz. You live in Eretz Yisrael, you have the children, grandchildren, vishchatam asisim pesel, you'll worship Baba Dezara. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'abadata maher, I'll wipe you all out, you'll all be destroyed. So that's what it says in Dvarim chapter Dalet, Rashi quotes, Dvarim chapter Dalet. So v'nashantim is the gematria of 852. If the Rebbeinu Shlomo would have waited another 2 years, he was magnum 2 years earlier. Higdim shtei shorim, live in Hashantem. If he would have waited another 2 years, then the nevuah in Dvarim chapter Dalet would have been fulfilled. It would have been v'avadatem. Maher, and the Jewish people would disappear. So it was a tzedakah that the Rebbeinu Shlomo did. He didn't wait till 852 years. After 850 years, he caused the Beis Hamikdash to be destroyed and the Golus to take place. So the Ramban has a famous comment on this in his Sefer HaGulo, a small little pamphlet, Sefer HaGulo. He talks about the Gulo Hasidah. So he talks about this, Benoshantem. He says, so we just said the other day, we just spoke about yesterday, 2 days ago, about Gematriyos, that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, and the Mishnah says the same thing in the end of the first Berak in Chagigah, that Gematriyos is Parparos Lachachm. Gematriyos is not from the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSbem. He never established any dinim based on a Gematria. Even though the Gemara says, one Tana says, how do we know that there are 39 Avos Malachas? Because it says, Dvarim HaDvarim Meila HaDvarim. So the Pnei Yeshua said, that's only an Asmacht. That's not a real Drashic Gemara. It's a different marker. And how do you know that Stam Dezira Shloshim Yom? Because it says in this week, Seder Kodesh, Yehi Gematria, Tlosan Ham in 30 days. You can never have Dezira less than 30 days. So the Rambam writes there in the Pirush HaMishnayos, in the first parak, and does it, that's only an Asmachta. That's not the marker. You never learn out any dinim based on a Gematria. That's what the Ramban mentions in the Sefer Agula. He says, what? They had a tradition that when Hashantim is the Gematria, 852? And they knew this all along, that if they're going to stay in Eretz Yisrael 52 years. He says, they must have had a tradition that there's some kind of a remez somewhere in this parasha about the possibility of a geula. So, l'achar amayse, after the Beis HaMikdash, after everything was destroyed, and they went into Golis, after 850 years, so they looked back on the parasha and they saw that there's a gematria of 852, and they said, the Rebbeinu Shlomo was kind to us, and he sent it to Golus 2 years early. He says, they didn't know this in advance. They didn't have this tradition in advance, that it's going to be 852 years. Gematrios is all parperos. Yeah, so then the Gemara has the comment, Gemara just quotes the Mishnah. Tan Rabbanan, Adam Yechid Nivim, Tei Masha, Mai, why was Adam Rishon created alone? The Masha says, without Chava, he says, no. So the Gemara, the Brisa just repeats what it says. Tosefta just repeats what it says in the Mishnah. Shelo yu aminim amrim harbi rishuiz b'shamayim darach mnei atzadik mnei arishoyim. If they'll be tzadikim and rishoyim, so people will think it's in the genes. People think, I was born, my parents were rishoyim, my grandparents were rishoyim. I have no choice. I have no b'chira chavshis. The other guys are tzadik because his parents and his grandparents were tzadikim. They come from different, from sheshes meibreshes. They were different people who were created. So those who have it in their genes to be tzaddikim, they'll be tzaddikim. Those that have it in their genes to be rishon, to be rishon. So Rebbeinu Shlomo said, no, everyone comes from one person or the marishon. Everybody has the chivah chavshis, and the observance of mitzvahs is not genetic. The Gemara says, the malach determines whether any baby is going to be chacham, tipesh, oshir, ani, what's the third one? I forgot the third. What color hair you're going to have, what color eyes you're going to have. But the Malach doesn't determine Tzadik v'Rosha loy kama. He doesn't decide. How does it say? Al yisalel chacham chacham asal yisalel ashet b'ashet yisalel gibor b'gvurasai. Ki mizos yisalel ha-misalel. Haskel v'yadoy. I say, so what does it mean? Yisalel because chacham gibor ashir, that's determined min ha-shamayim. And ki mizos haskel v'yadoy, I say, because hakol b'dei shamayim chutz mi-yir ha-shamayim. So that's what the Marsha says over here. If there would have been different people would have been created and would be descends from one person, others would be descends from another person. So they would say the religious observance is in the genes and there's no b'chira chavshe. The Baruch Shalom made, everybody comes from the same order, Marishan, and it's not genetic. Everybody has b'chira chavshe, and they can all decide on their own whether they want to do mitzvahs or averus.
Why do, like, let's say Cham, for instance, whose descendants we say are cursed, so they seem to be stuck. They seem to be stuck in a curse of Cham.
Mm-hmm.
So if they were stuck in a curse of Cham, then you know the ones. I mean, there is such a concept that you don't necessarily have such b'chira.
They were cursed. They have an avodim. Okay, they'll be avodim, but they're not avodim today. Maybe they still are. Still are avodim. I don't know. If someone curses you, a curse is a new thing. But it's not ben hashamayim. It's not automatic. It's not genetic. Curse is a new thing. Yeah. Then what are the reasons why everybody is comes from one? Dover acher, another reason, shouldn't think that the religion is genetic. Dover acher, another reason why everybody descended from Adam Rishon, Mevnei HaMishpachas, Shelo Yuhu Mishpachas, Mizgar Zu Bezu. You shouldn't say, I'm more miyuchas than you. We're all the same Yachson. We all descended from Adam Rishon. We all descended from Avram Yitzchak Yankov. And the Gemara makes a kavachem with the brayse ma'ach shem sheniver yechidi, still mizgaray, still people vibe with each other. I have a bigger yichas than you. The rishnai malachas kamer kam. If there would have been originally more than other Marishan, so for sure there would be. I would say, well, I come from this. I'm a descendant from the more important bria. The brach and the other reason mtehachazlanim mtehachansonim that what that someone will claim this part of the world belongs to me. Because they divided up in the days of Adam Rishon, this belongs to me. So the Gemara says, "Amach Shem Shenivri Yichidi goes to Mechamsin." They fight over money. Nivrushlam Alachas Kam El Kam. People say that part of the world belongs to me. This part of the world belongs to me. There was no machlokes. So okay, that's an extension of what it said in the Mishnah. Then Lahagid Gedulosu Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, that everybody has a different DNA. No two people are exactly identical. Even identical twins are not exactly 100% identical. Yeah, so what does the Gemara quote the Pasuk? Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tavei HaKaladim B'chasam Shel Adam Rishon Ve'enechem Em Daim Lachaber. No two people are exactly the same. Shenema Tisapek Kachay Mechaisim Ve'isatzen Kamo Lavush.
That applies also, I thought it applies also to the face. Because every body's structure is...
In parts of fame, yeah.
Every face is different.
Right. If Nema in parts of fame, that's the next line. Why the face is not identical? Nema in parts of fame, damsel is that. Why doesn't everybody look the same? Shalom Yerodim, Dirano, Vishano. I married this girl, and you married that girl. So if all the girls look the same, all the boys look the same. So how am I going to know that this is my wife, that's your wife? I'll come and I'll say that your wife is my wife. I'll come and I'll say, I live in this house. I'll say, I'm Finkelstein. You'll say, no, you're Shechta. I'll say, no, I'm Finkelstein. Can't you tell? We all look the same. Everybody looks the same. I'll say, Adira no, and I'll say, I'm Finkelstein. I live here. It says in the front, Finkelstein. It's my house. Adira no, Isha no, V'yom Shalihin. Shenema, V'yom Nem Rishayim Oram, Zroi Ramati Shavir. Baruch Shalom doesn't allow the Rishayim to do Averis, because if they would have had the exact same facial features, then it would have been terrible. Tanya Hoya Rameram, Bibshlosh Rab Mari Mishtana Mechaver, Bikola Mara Bida. So, Kola Mara, the voice is different and the facial features are different, but Pnei Erevo. So, Rashi explains, in the daytime you can recognize your wife, the wife can recognize you. At nighttime it's dark, so you can recognize each other. The Gemara says, Betvia Saina de Kola. So, that's Mishum Erevo, the husband and the wife should know how to recognize each other. So, everyone has a different parts of Purim. Why is Bidas? How come everybody thinks different to me? If I'll be able to read your mind, everyone's going to think exactly the same. So I'll know where you hid all of your money. I'll think exactly the same as you. So I'll go and I'll steal your money. So that's why no two people think the same. So you'll hide your money, whatever, in the mattress. And that'll never occur to me. I'll think you hid the money in the Gemara or whatever. So no two people think alike in order to, that there should be less geneva going on. Tana Rabbanim are never bear of Shabbos. Why did Baruch Shalom create the whole world and then he creates other Mishan and Shabbos? Why? If he would have created Adam earlier and created other things, the sun, the moon, the stars after Adam, then people may claim that Adam helped the Ribbono Shel Olam create the world. We better run to Davin. Okay. Sunday people are still around?
Yeah.
I have to go to a graduation of a grandchild, so Sunday I can give a shiur at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
If anybody can be here at 9 o'clock. Okay.
Why is something on the Father Horah? I mean,